Athens News Matters is sponsored in part by the WUGA Community Advisory Council, dedicated and involved individuals who help WUGA stay connected with our listeners, community organizations, and issues in the Athens area. Learn more at WUGA.org.
After months of wrangling, contentious exchanges, and even one arrest, Georgia legislators wrapped up this year's session this week. Here to talk about that and the rest of the week in news and politics are Blake Aud from Flagpole Magazine, Gwen O'Looney from WXAG, and Lee Shearer, retired journalist with the Athens Banner-Herald. And we've been talking about the legislature for the past 3 months, but let's review what they did and didn't accomplish this year.
The big thing, obviously, that's getting all the attention is the voting bill, which was very, very, very quickly passed last Thursday and then signed by the governor in a matter of minutes. You know, I keep harping on this, but, you know, this is a solution in search of a problem. There's no need to secure the ballot. The ballot is and was secure. There was no fraud in the election last year. There's no reason to even be doing this in the first place.
Like to prohibit reductions of police budgets.
That's a bill that came from Representative Houston Gaines, our very own Representative Houston Gaines of Athens. And that is a piece of political grandstanding. That's another situation where you're trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist. He talked about liberal cities trying to defund the police. You know, there's no appetite to defund the police in Athens. There were two votes on the commission to cut police funding in half and redirect it to mental health last year out of 10. This year, we're going to see an increase in the police budget because they're adding 4 mental health co-responder teams, and they're giving police officers a raise. So, like, there's no threat of defunding the police in Athens. That is absolutely
because I have before.
Gaines is an ambitious young man who will do whatever he thinks will raise his status.
Well, the Republican leadership seems to be grooming him.
Well, they're giving him these bills to put his name on to usher through in order to increase his profile for sure. And they are grooming him. I mean, you can look at what kind of fundraising juggernaut he was. You know, as a 23-year-old running for office, raising $250,000. You know, with all these Atlanta lobbyists and corporate donors giving him money. You know, you don't see that from a first-time candidate who has just graduated from college, let alone had time to, like, make these sorts of connections.
You guys were talking about Paul Brown. Last week, we talked about 10th District Congressman Jody Heiss's announcement that he's running for Secretary of State. So this week, we got our first official candidate for that seat, and that's Paul Brown, who has been a congressman before and looks like he wants it again. For listeners who might not have been around during Brown's time as an elected official, who is Paul Brown?
He was first elected in 2007 in a special election, a very low turnout, kind of a fluky race. Almost everyone in Athens voted for him because there were 2 Republicans and the other guy said that somebody should blow up the city of Athens except for the football team because they're a bunch of liberals. That's how he got in office, and he stuck around for until 2014 when he ran for Senate. He finished 5th in the primary, ran a couple times in the 9th district and lost in the primary, and now he's running again in the 10th. He was a sort of a proto Tea Party kind of guy a few years before the Tea Party, but definitely of that sort of cut from that cloth. It would definitely fit right in with the Marjorie Taylor Greens and Lauren Boeberts of the world these days.
Creationist, who would be, I read, the ranking Republican member of the Science Committee.
And he believes the Earth is 6,000 years old and once famously called the theory of evolution a lie straight from the pit of hell.
That's right, yes.
And he chaired the Science Committee.
Does he seem like a shoo-in or strong candidate?
You can't count him out. I mean, obviously, he's won before, so he's going to be a contender. Houston Gaines, who we mentioned earlier, is supposedly running. He hasn't announced yet. But, you know, just through sheer fundraising and connections, he'll be a strong candidate.
And Houston also comes across as very likable, though.
His problem is he's, you know, try as he might, I just don't know if he's Trumpy enough to win that primary. Commissioner Mariah Parker is thinking about running, and she would stand no chance, but would certainly make the race entertaining. Getting a rap battle with Paul Brown, I don't know, in a debate or something like that.
So let's move on. County Manager Blaine Williams is proposing a property tax increase as part of this year's budget. That doesn't seem very likely to go over well with the Mayor and Commission.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I know at least a few of the commissioners have already spoken out against this. I don't think in the middle of a pandemic when the economy still isn't very good and a lot of businesses are struggling, I don't think there's going to be very much appetite for a property tax increase. Even a small one, it was what the manager was proposing was 0.6 mils, which works out to about $40 on your median house here in Athens, which is not going to break the bank for most people, but, you know, it's not a good look. It's not going to be popular. And I think there are other ways they can find that money. They need to raise about $10 million. Probably about half of that would come through just kind of the natural increase in property values, which is the other component of property taxes. And with the $30 million from the rescue plan coming in, they're going to be able to use that to fill in any additional budget holes. So I don't see the tax increase happening.
Well, we're going to have to wrap it up, guys. We are out of time. I want to thank my panel, Blake Odd from Flagpole Magazine, Gwen O'Looney from WXAG, and Lee Shearer, retired veteran journalist, formerly with the Athens Banner-Herald.